ringing.
Good.
Come on, come on. Ah.
28473.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, speaking.
Prestige Employment Bureau here, Mr. Brown. Good news. We think we've found you a job.
Oh, yeah?
One of our clients, the director of a large group of companies, feels he might be able to utilise your services.
You sure you've got the right bloke?
You are Mr. Brown, 72 Merchant Street.
Yeah?
Then there's no mistake, Mr. Brown.
I'm a crane driver. What would a company director want with a crane driver?
I don't know what the job is, Mr. Brown. I only know the salary is exceptional. Our client would like you to attend for an interview tonight.
Tonight? Oh, no, sorry, it's out of the question.
All applicants will receive an interview fee of £25, paid whether they get the job or not.
What time tonight?
If you'd be at the corner of Pitt Street and Eagle Lane, 9 o'clock sharp, our client's car will collect you.
What sort of a car will it be?
A Rolls Royce. A white, chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce. You'll be there.
Excellent. What's the weather doing?
Oh, bucketing down.
Ah, no, Edith. I think we're going to do it. I really think we're going to pull it off.
In today's radio theatre, we present Movable Assets, produced by Brian Squires and starring Maureen Adair, Tom Meehan, Stuart Parker and Mike Westcott.
Raining harder than ever, sir.
Good for the garden, Sergeant. Where are we now, Mr. Granger?
Just turning into the approach road to the rear entrance of the bank, Superintendent. From now on, we'll be monitored every inch of the way by closed-circuit television. Excuse me. Security One?
Bank reception, Security One. We have you on the screen. Please identify your two passengers.
Superintendent Fryatt and Sergeant Perkins. Both of the Metropolitan Police. Clearance numbers 7931 and 7914.
Thank you, Security One. And?
This new branch is going to be the most burglar-proof bank in Europe, if not the world.
Don't tempt fate, Mr. Granger. It's like boasting you're the fastest gun in the West. Every punk kid wants to prove you're wrong.
Oh, they can try, but they won't succeed. Tonight, of course, this entire area will be floodlit.
Including the approach, right?
Yes, Sergeant. Ah, there it is. The rear entrance. 20-foot high. Breach-proof walls. Topped with upwards sloping electrified barbed wire. Independent security alarms every 4 feet. The only way in is through those solid steel gates.
We'll have a couple of men on duty outside, Sergeant. They can radio us when the armored trucks approach and confirm when they're safely inside.
Those steel gates are 2 foot thick. Made to the same specifications as our vault. If you had a week to spare, you might be able to burn your way through with a thermal lance, but not otherwise. And that would only get you into the backyard. Security One, requesting permission to enter.
Stand by, Security One.
They're too heavy to open manually. Done by electric motors.
Satellites, motors, television cameras. Yeah. Hate to have their electricity bills.
It's cheaper than being robbed. But only just. Well, here we are. The reception area. The heavy doors facing us give access to the vehicle lifts, to the vaults.
Everybody out! Everybody out! Please leave the reception area.
Does that mean us?
Yes, Sergeant. This is as far as we can go.
Well, I thought we were delivering the van to the vault, sir.
The van goes to the vault, but we don't.
It's quite simple, Sergeant. The loaded vans are driven in as far as this yard. The driver and crew get out and leave. Then the outer gates close, locking the van inside. And special security scanners check that there's no one hiding in the yard and no one concealed inside the van. Then, and only then, are the inside doors opened and the van taken down by the internal staff to the vault.
You've actually got equipment that can check that no one's hiding in the van, sir?
Thermal sensors. They can pinpoint the exact position of any living object from a mouse upwards behind 6 inches of steel.
And if they detect someone hiding inside?
Then all hell breaks loose. All the alarms sound, the police are called automatically, video recorders switch on, and all vault doors and gates instantly close and lock.
Everybody out, please! Everybody out!
They're getting impatient.
Oh, damn this rain.
No raincoat, Sergeant?
I thought we'd be staying in the van, sir.
We'll shelter in the security lodge outside the gate.
This is the sort of weather that makes you want to go out and build an ark.
Ah, now we're out. They're closing the main gates. The inner doors can't be opened until the outer ones are closed. Rather like an airlock.
What's that?
Confirmation that the gates are shut. They'll now scan the van and the yard before opening the inner doors.
Intruder! Intruder! Red alert! Red alert!
Someone's got in. What are you doing, Sergeant?
Finding for assistance, sir.
That's done automatically.
How the devil could anyone get in?
Bank reception. This is Security One. What happened?
The scanners have picked up someone hiding inside the van, sir.
The police are here.
Can we cut the flaming noise?
Security One here. Cut the audible alarms.
Roger, Security One.
Right. What's going on?
It's all right, Constable. I'm Superintendent Fryatt. Order. They've got an intruder apparently hiding inside the security van. Get them to open the gates, Mr. Granger.
They'll do that as soon as they've verified with the station that your policemen are genuine.
I'll vouch for them. Time's wasting.
We follow a set procedure. There's no rush. He can't get out. He's locked in. Ah. Stand by, the gates are opening. Right, inside.
Surround the van. You two, cover the gate in case he makes a run for it. You inside the van. This is the police. We know you're in there.
Be careful, Superintendent. He could be armed.
He could be, sir. But he isn't. All right, Constable, you can come out. The grumblers.
Constable? A policeman?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid I smuggled him in the van before you left. Wanted to put your security devices to the test.
You didn't tell me.
Well, it would hardly have been a fair test had I told you, would it? But I'm satisfied.
You're too kind. Hello, reception. Security One here. That alert's over. It was a little joke of the superintendent's.
Yes, Security One, we've been following you on sound and vision. And now, if everyone would kindly leave, we'll carry on with the original exercise. Everyone out, please.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. A corner of Pitt Street at 9 o'clock. You won't mistake the car. A white Rolls Royce. No, I don't have it to hand, but I hardly think you'll need the registration number. That's a lot. They're all coming.
Splendid. Let all systems go over tonight.
All that money. Wouldn't it be marvellous if we could get the lot?
Now, you're being greedy, Edith. However could we spend £20 million?
I hope you were happy with our dummy run, Superintendent.
I'll be a darn sight happier this time tomorrow when it's all behind us. When is this damned rain going to stop?
Oh, I welcome the rain. If it's like this tonight, it should keep most of the villains indoors.
Mr. Granger, you're shifting something like £20 million tonight. That sort of money, even a flaming earthquake wouldn't keep them indoors.
Excuse me. Put the time on you, mate.
Just coming up to 9 o'clock.
Oh, Tom. Blimey, what a night to be out, eh? Ooh. Aye, aye. Another police car. Rain's bringing them out like worms on the lawn. You wouldn't happen to have a cigarette on you by any chance, I suppose?
There's a tobacconist over the road.
Yeah, well, I haven't got any money.
Then go without. I don't smoke.
Yeah, I wish I didn't. When I was working, I used to smoke nearly 100 a day. Now I'm reduced to kedging.
Thank you.
Ah, here's my car.
I think not. It's a Rolls Royce, it's for me. You want me, driver? Name's Wilson.
My name's Brown.
If you'd kindly get in, gentlemen, I'll take you to my employer.
Well, him as well?
Yes, mate. Me as well. Now, this is your life, eh, Mr. Wilson? Mm-hmm. You know, if I'd have saved my pennies instead of smoking them away, I could have bought myself a Rolls.
I think you'll find they're very fussy who they sold them to. You're surely not going to this interview, are you? Prestige Employment Bureau?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Reckon we're rivals for the same job.
If so, it won't be much of a contest.
Yeah, you're probably right. You must have made a mistake with me. I mean, Brown, it's a common name.
Yes, very common.
Well, I'll take any job that's going, but I'm a crane driver. Here, what do you do?
I'm in the motor car business. I don't need a job. I'm only going out of curiosity.
No. Well, I need the money. I'm going for the 25 quid. Blimey. You'd think there'd be just one fagin left in the ashtray, wouldn't you? This car's too well looked after. Another police car.
Do the police worry you, then?
Yeah, they would if I give him the chance. Hey, some car, isn't it? Blimey, look. He's got a telephone.
Don't touch it.
Why not? My hands are clean. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who's that?
A chauffeur, sir. Do you want anything?
Hey, it's a blooming driver. The car's so big you have to use the phone to talk to him. Look, you wouldn't have a fag on you by any chance, driver.
Press the button on the armrest, sir.
Button on the armrest? What, this here? Blimey. Cocktail cabinet, refrigerator, fags, and cigars. Thank you, driver, you're a prince. Here, I hope it's not a mistake. I hope we're really going to work for this geezer.
Pass me a cigar, will you?
Oh, I thought you didn't smoke.
Just give me one.
There you are.
Thank you. Light?
Oh, yes, my lord.
Thank you.
Hey! You see that nearly hit us? Who's a flaming priest, man? Where are they coming from?
Watch it, Sergeant. You nearly run into that white Rolls.
Oh, sorry, sir. The rain's making driving difficult.
Then drive slower, and we'll both end up in the back of a black Rolls. A hearse. Did you see those two characters in the back? They're smoking cigars a foot long.
Can't wait till I finish this.
It's like giving a pig strawberries. Well, I think we've arrived.
Where are we?
The underground car park of a high-rise office block.
Right, gentlemen, if you would kindly check that lift.
It says private, the use of chairman only.
That's right, sir. Mr. Merrick is the chairman. Mm. Press the button, it'll take you directly to his office.
But which floor?
The top floor, sir. You're going right up to the top.
Right, here we are, top floor, Santa's Grotto, ladies' corsets, artificial fertilisers. Here, there's the chairman's office. Hey, what's up with you? You've gone green.
I can't stand heights.
We are not up high. We're only on the 25th floor. When I was working my crane, we were building these multi-story blocks all the time. Very few of them fell down.
Ha-ha. Is my tie straight?
Impeccable.
Mr. Brown, Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
I'm Mr. Wilson.
Oh, please come in. I'm Mr. Merrick's private secretary. If you care to join the other two gentlemen, I'll let him know you're here.
Welcome to the club. My name's Parker, John Parker.
And I'm Harry Green.
Jack Brown. This bloke's called Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
We are not on first-name terms, but he lets me light his cigar for him. So, what's all this about, then? We're not all after the same job, are we? Look, I'm a crane driver.
I'm an electrical engineer.
And I'm a steeplejack.
Well, then it must be a mistake. I mean, what would a company director want with a crane driver, a steeplejack, an electrical engineer, and a second-hand car salesman?
I am not a second-hand car salesman. I run my own garage business. Where the hell is this man Merrick? I haven't got time to hang about.
You're lucky, mate. I've got all the time in the world. I haven't worked for 6 months. Wait a minute. Merrick, I know that name. Merrick International Computer.
Of course, and this must be Merrick House, their London headquarters. I should know it. I helped build this place. So what are we all doing here?
Such me, mate, I don't remember even signing on with the Prestige Employment Bureau.
Neither do I. In fact, I've never heard of it.
Well, I'd never heard of it either.
They've got four wrong blokes, they must have.
Yeah. I still kept you waiting, gentlemen, but I had to change out of that wretched uniform.
Oh, you're the chauffeur.
No, I gave my real chauffeur the evening off and saw no reason to involve him in our confidences. Please sit down.
Thanks. Thank you.
My name is Merrick, and I must thank you all for coming out on such a dreadful evening.
Before we settle down, Mr. Merrick, we feel sure there's been some sort of a mistake.
I don't make mistakes. Excuse me. I told you I didn't want to be disturbed, Edith. Oh, New York. Well, you deal with it. You know the price. Yes, $15 million. If they want to haggle, it's still $15 million. And if they swear at you again, it's $16 million. Sorry about that, gentlemen.
Talking of money, Mr. Merrick, very a minor detail, but with that £25 interview money, I don't need it myself, but I believe the others are hard up.
You'll each have a check before you leave.
A check? That's no good to me. I need cash.
You're in the world of high finance, Mr. Wilson. We talk in millions, but we haven't got a penny in our pockets. Mm. There will have to be a check. However, if we find ourselves compatible, we could all be going home with more money than we dreamed existed.
How much cash are we talking about, Mr. Merrick?
Enough to keep you in cigarettes for quite a few weeks, Mr. Brown. It's difficult to be precise, but you should each pick up a minimum of £500,000.
Roadblocks here, here, and here.
Yes, right.
And there is to be no traffic anywhere near this area once those security vans start to move.
Right, sir.
And I want everyone on this list brought in for questioning.
Questioning?
I just want them held, Sergeant. Mm. Once that money is safely locked up in the new bank, you couldn't let them go again.
You don't think anyone would be daft enough to try anything, do you?
I've got one of my feelings, Sergeant. One of my nasty feelings.
£500,000 each? You're joking.
I never joke about money.
I take it that whatever you want us to do is all honest and above board.
Oh, really, Mr. Wilson? If it were all honest and above board, do you seriously think I'd be talking to four petty crooks?
Petty crooks?
How dare you?
Yeah, I dare you. Look, Mr. Wilson might be a crook, but I'm certainly not.
What?
Here, you can keep your £500,000. Just give me the 25. I'll even settle for me a bus fare home.
You're the crane driver.
Yeah, that's right.
You were working on that big city redevelopment site until they sacked you for selling off building materials that didn't belong to you.
How do you know that?
The same way as I know that Mr. Parker, our steeplejack, has seen many a prison cell from the inside for stealing lead from church roofs. And as for Mr. Green...
Forget my check. I'm going.
Please, sit down. We need you, Mr. Green. You know all about alarm systems. You were chief installer for global security. Until there was that nasty business of the missing electrical typewriter from a firm where you were installing an anti-theft system.
One lousy typewriter.
It was the nine other lousy typewriters, plus the thousands of pounds worth of office equipment the police found in your garage, that finally made your employers lose faith in you. Yes?
They bought, Mr. Merrick.
$15 million?
Yes.
Good. We'll have coffee now, Edith.
Yes, sir.
Now, who have we left out? Ah, yes, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, Mr. Wilson isn't a crook. He's a respectable motor trader.
Yes, I've been brought here under false pretenses.
Well, you know all about false pretenses, don't you, Mr. Wilson? How many times have you been sent down?
That's all in the past.
I'll run through Mr. Wilson's references. Bags of convictions for confidence tricks and petty theft. Some of them involving elderly widows and trusting pensioners.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, granted. You've gone legitimate now with your used car business. Only there's been some doubt as to where you obtained your stock, hasn't there?
I'm out on bail for car theft charges, if that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean.
You seem to know an awful lot about us.
I have access to computers, Mr. Green. There's very little of our private lives that isn't stored away in a memory bank somewhere.
Cool. My firm promised me faithfully that if I returned the loot, they'd keep their mouths shut. They said it'd be kept confidential.
And so it was. I had to tap the confidential button before the computer would tell me.
What made you pick us?
I didn't pick you. My computer did. Huh? I asked it to come up with a steeplejack, a crane driver, a security alarms expert, and a car thief. Garage proprietor. Preferably with shady backgrounds. It supplied your names almost immediately.
Why that particular combination?
Because that was the precise combination I required to enable me to pull off what must be the crime of the century. Ah, the coffee. Thank you, Edith.
All right, gentlemen, please. Please, may I have your attention?
Yes, of course, sir.
Thank you. I am Police Superintendent Fryatt. The gentleman with me is Mr. Granger, Chief Security Officer for Bennington's Bank. We are jointly in charge of Operation Midas. The transfer at 2 a.m. tonight, or rather tomorrow morning, of some £20 million in gold, silver, banknotes, cash and securities from the old Bennington Bank in Queen Mary Street to their newly built prestige premises in Lombard Street.
Rob a bank?
Of course we're not going to rob a bank. We're going to steal from a bank.
What's the difference?
We're going to take the money before it even reaches the bank. Anyone want that last chocolate biscuit? Well, by all means, have it, Mr. Wilson.
No, just what exactly are you proposing?
This afternoon, Bennington's bank closed down their old branch in the city and will be moving all assets to their ultra-modern prestige super branch, which opens for business on Monday.
Yeah, I know their new place. I helped build it.
And built it very strongly, I'm sure.
Well, strong enough. You'll never tunnel, bomb, or blast your way in there.
And Global installed the security systems. You couldn't get within 200 yards of the place without being detected.
Detection is what I'm extremely anxious to avoid. The assets, some £20 million worth, are being transferred under heavy police escort at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We will be using our new Mark IV armored trucks. We will send one truck at a time. Only when we are satisfied that the first truck is safely inside the new premises will we send the second, and so on. We will not risk more than one truck on the road at a time, because each will be carrying in excess of £4 million.
Trucks will travel along this route. Up St. Paul Street here, left along Ridgeway Road, Green Street, Ford Street, then down the private access road to the rear entrance of the new bank.
And where will the price be?
Each truck will travel in a police convoy consisting of a radio car in front, motorcycle outriders, and another radio car bringing up the rear. In addition, there will be roadblocks at every turn-off. That's here, here, and here.
Yes.
Half an hour before the first loaded truck is due to leave, our traffic colleagues will close this entire area to pedestrians and vehicles and completely seal it off. Now, any questions?
No wonder I've been hearing police sirens all night. Look, surely you don't expect a bunch of small-timers like us to knock off a security van with half the police force fighting for space on the pavement?
Yes, Mr. Brown, that's exactly what I do mean.
As soon as the armored truck is inside the rear yard, all security arrangements come under the control of Mr. Granger and his staff.
The money will be at its most vulnerable while in transit, gentlemen. But once it's inside our new premises, no one can touch it.
Can't touch it whilst it's in transit. But once inside the new premises, it's ours.
Ours? Surrounded by reinforced concrete, television cameras, burglar alarms, to say nothing of the police.
One last thing. A police guard will be travelling with each truck. He will be a trained marksman, and he will be armed.
You're expecting trouble then, Superintendent?
I always expect trouble. And if an armed gang decides to have a go, I don't want a hiatus while we all race back to the yard to draw guns. We will be ready for them.
No, Mr. Wilson, we will not carry guns, iron bars, nor pickaxe handles. There is to be no violence of any kind.
We drive the armored truck into the rear yard. Then leave it and wait outside while the gates lock and the scanners go into operation. When they give the all clear, the internal staff will take the truck down to the vault, Then, and only then, will the police convoy return to the old premises to collect the second loaded truck and so on. Any questions?
Mr. Granger, aren't we taking a hell of a chance leaving the loaded truck completely unattended in the yard while your scanners operate?
Oh, good question. The truck will be in a tight security area, behind 6-foot-thick walls, steel doors, floodlit, monitored by TV cameras, protected by sophisticated alarm systems, not to mention the presence of armed police waiting outside. I don't think our money could be safer.
It takes 2 minutes for the scanners to complete their check, and during those 2 minutes, the truck, bulging with gold and banknotes, is ours for the taking.
With the police outside?
Locked outside. And the bank security staff locked inside. All the time the scanners are operating, no one can get in or out.
Including us?
Excepting us.
We're all wasting our time. I installed those systems, they're infallible. Even if you could get in, which you can't, you couldn't get out.
These systems, the TV surveillance, floodlighting, alarms, scanners and beams, how are they powered?
Electricity.
And if we cut the electricity?
If the power failed, all gates and doors would automatically lock tight. It's a fail-safe principle. But you couldn't cut the power lines. They're buried so deep you could dig for a week and never get to them.
Let's assume we could get to them. What would happen if you cut the supply?
Nothing. The bank has two separate supply lines. You cut one, the other one comes instantly into operation.
Supposing we were to cut both cables?
You couldn't. You couldn't even cut one.
Humour an old man, Mr. Green. What would happen if both cables were cut?
Well, should that happen, the bank's emergency generator would automatically cut in and restore full power.
The emergency generator won't be installed until Monday.
How do you know?
I keep my ears open. I hear things I shouldn't. You can forget the emergency generator.
All right. It's impossible to cut both cables, but if you could, the floodlights would go out and the TV cameras wouldn't operate, but the alarms and sensors would still function for 13 hours on built-in batteries. Bells would ring, sirens would scream, hooters would blast, and lights would flash in the local cop shop. The whole area would be ringed with police in seconds.
Not so easy as you thought, is it, Mr. Merrick? Can we have our £25 and go?
It's a challenge, Mr. Wilson, a challenge. Ah, this is a rough sketch showing the electricity supply network to the new redevelopment area. Ignoring the various substations, I see all supply lines emanate from this point here.
Yeah, that's the main supply station.
Suppose we put that out of action.
You'd black out half of London.
So?
Well, we'd still set off all the alarms at the bank.
These alarms which go off automatically when the power is out, are they common?
Well, nearly all the city banks and safe depositories have them, as well as most of the big stores and factories. Hundreds of them.
Just think, then. Hundreds of alarms hooting, whistling, screeching, warbling all over London.
Eh?
The police wouldn't know which to tackle first. There'd be utter confusion.
And the armoured car truck would still be locked inside the yard.
Waiting for us to lift it out.
Lift it out?
The new bank is on the edge of the building site for the city redevelopment area. And what enormous object is perched high in the centre of that site?
My crane! My own crane!
Could it lift an armoured truck?
It could lift four armoured trucks!
You're tempting me to be greedy. But alas, my plan will only work with one. Could you pick it up and swing it over to the rear road at the back of the building?
Piece of cake!
Then we're home and dry! Edith, it's on. Bring the equipment.
Is she this as well?
I have no secrets from my secretary. Ah, dump it on the desk, Edith. And please sit down. Mr. Wilson will give you his seat.
What? Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You needn't take notes, Edith. Now listen carefully. This is how we're going to steal ourselves a fortune. We get Mr. Brown up in the cab of that crane. From that height, you'll see straight down to the bank's rear yard, Mr. Brown. To help you, we've got a pair of handsome night glasses, Edith.
Yes, here you are.
So, the first armoured truck is the star prize. It'll be packed to bursting point with Krugerrands, gold sovereigns and small denomination banknotes. At a rough estimate, some £4 million worth. Give or take the odd half penny.
Oh, I don't believe it.
£4 million. Do you still want to take your £25 and go, Mr. Wilson? Anyway, as soon as the police leave it in the yard and the outer gates shut and lock, Mr. Brown signals Mr. Green.
Where will I be?
At the main substation, ready to cut off the power. Can we get in there?
That's easy. They don't guard it.
How do I signal him? He'll be more than 2 miles away.
You'll each have one of these walkie-talkies. Pass them round.
Mr. Green cuts the power, Everything goes black. Total confusion. And that's when you lower your hook.
Well, we've got to have someone down there to fasten chains under the truck.
Well, send someone down with the hook. It's large enough, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's big enough, but to get to it, you've got to crawl along the jib. 20 stories up in the pouring rain.
Well, I expect Mr. Wilson could manage that.
Me?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, please, not me.
Good of you to volunteer, Mr. Wilson. But we do have a qualified steeplejack in our team.
I was wondering how I fitted into all this.
So you drop down with a hook, you lash the chains round the truck, then hold very tight. Mr. Brown will lift you and the truck over the building site and lower you down to the rear road, where an empty removal van will be waiting.
And where will the removal van come from?
Ah, now you come into it. You're going to steal it for us, Mr. Wilson. Then all we have to do is load the truck into the van and drive off to a lock-up owned by a friend of mine. Once hidden, we'll have all the time in the world to burn our way through to the loot. I invite your questions.
Well, supposing someone happens to look up and sees a dirty great armored truck swinging in the sky.
People rarely look up when it's pouring with rain. They keep their heads down.
Yeah.
Besides, there'll be so much noise and chaos with the alarm screaming, they'll be too occupied to idly stare upwards.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you?
I didn't get to where I am today by leaving anything to chance. I take 50% of the total haul. You split the balance between you, which means your share should be, as I said, at least £500,000.
Well, I don't know. It seems such a harebrained scheme.
No, but it could work. It's got to work. What I don't understand, Mr. Merrick, is why a bloke in your position should involve himself in crime.
Greed and revenge. I built this company up from scratch. Now it's on the verge of bankruptcy, thanks to Bennington's bank. They refused me the loan that could have saved us. So, when honest methods fail...
Well, gentlemen, there you have it. Operation Midas. It's foolproof. It's infallible. Nothing can and nothing will go wrong.
Hello? Testing, testing. Wilson here. Can you hear me?
Bays here. You're coming over loud and clear.
I'm at the lorry park. I think I've spotted what we want. A dirty great removal van. Should be ideal.
You checked that it's empty?
Leave it to the expert, Mr. Merrick. Of course I checked. There's no one about. I could take it now.
No. Don't touch it until the last minute. Wait for me. I'll be with you at 1:30. Out.
Don't like that man.
We don't have to like him, Edith. As long as he's efficient.
Crane calling base. Crane calling base. Coming base.
Answer me this.
Base here.
We've arrived at the crane. A few ladders to climb and we'll be ready.
Report back when you're in position. Out.
We should have heard from Green by now.
Hope we'll be able to reach him. It's pushing the range of these cheap walkie-talkies. Should have got the more powerful ones.
They were another £15 each.
Hello, base. Hello, Ben. Yes? Green. Over.
We can just about hear you. Where are you?
I'm in. I'm in the stand. Quiet, E. There was no one on duty. I'm standing by the waiting signal.
Couldn't hear you. Would you say that again, please?
Hello, Base. Are you there, Base?
That's much better. Over.
Hello, Base. Are you there, Base?
This is hopeless. He doesn't hear the signal to cut the supply, the entire plan falls through.
Well, I told you so.
Yes, Edith, you told me so. Keep trying to raise him. I'd better get down to the lorry park and help Wilson steal a van.
Well, here it is. What do you reckon?
Yes, seems perfect.
I wouldn't have picked it otherwise. Let's go inside. I'm soaked. How easy. Up he gets. Now for the ignition.
Anything I can do?
Yes, keep an eye out for someone coming. Got it. Oh, damn.
What's the matter?
The petrol gauge is almost empty.
You were supposed to check.
Well, I didn't.
Is there anything else we can take?
I didn't look for anything else. Well, there's a petrol station in King Street.
That's out of our way.
Oh, 5 minutes at the most. We've got time.
Right.
police car.
Oh, hell, what should we do?
They can't be after us. We've only just stolen the damn van.
They are after us. They're flagging us to stop. Let's make a run for it.
Don't be a fool. Play it by ear and stay cool.
What's the trouble, officer?
Where do you think you're going at this time of night?
We're off to Leeds, picking up a load of office furniture.
Well, you can't come through here. We're closing this road, sealing off the entire area. You'll have to back out, turn right, and follow the detour signs.
But we've got to fill up with petrol.
That's your worry, mate. But you aren't coming through here. Go on, back out.
Thank you, officer. Do what he says.
Was on to us. Feel the handcuffs. You can smell the prison cabbage.
This time next week, you'll be smelling the suntan oil on the topless bathing beauties in Bermuda. I wonder how they're getting along in the crank.
Blimey, look there.
It's higher than I thought.
I thought steeple jakes in my night.
We don't, but we can see what we're doing. It's pitch black and pouring with rain. That jib out there will be as slippery as hell.
Hey, you can see the yard of the bank all floodlit.
It's a long way down. You'll have to move the jib.
Well, give us a chance. There you are, sir.
I'll let you know once I crawl out along the hook. Any sign of the removal van?
Oh, I can't see it. Here, wait a minute, that could be it.
Better make sure. If it's a police mobile canteen, we're in dead trouble.
Hello, Crane. Hello, Crane. We're in position. Can you see us?
Hello, Earth. Yeah, we can see you.
It's 1:45. Time for Mr. Parker to start his spacewalk.
He's on his way. Out.
I bet that copper took our registration number. He was staring at us as we backed out.
Probably admiring your iron nerve and your impeccable driving. Is Mr. Parker out on the jib yet?
Yes, there he goes. Rather him than me.
Oh, Struth,
what's the matter?
He's fallen.
Give me those glasses.
Here.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, I can see him. He's hanging on by one hand.
I can't look.
Hold on. I think he's pulling himself back.
Parker, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Come in, Crane. Come in. What happened?
What the hell do you think happened? He slipped.
Can you carry on?
Can you carry on?
Yes.
He says yes.
Good. I hate to hurry him. But if you just mentioned that our armored truck is scheduled to leave in 4.5 minutes.
First vehicle loaded and ready to go, Superintendent.
The intersection's clear, Sergeant.
All clear, sir.
Confirm they're ready to receive it at the other end, will you?
Hello, bank reception. This is Mayday Control. Number one ready to roll. Are you ready to receive? Over.
You ready over there, sir?
Hello, Midas Control. Ready and waiting for first truck. Over and out.
All right, stand by. Motorcycle escorts, take up your positions.
All right, sir.
Convoy, get ready to move. Now! There she goes. How much inside that little lot, Mr. Granger?
Classified information, Superintendent. But let's just say you wouldn't get much change from a £5 million note.
5 million? It's more than I earn in a week. After tax, of course.
Tango 1 to Midas Control. Convoy passing intersection now. Over.
How long before you've got the second truck loaded?
It'll be ready for when they get back.
Hello, Control. Tango 2. Convoy passing now. Over.
Just passing number 2 intersection, sir.
6 minutes past. They're late.
They've probably cancelled it. Everything's going wrong.
Crane here. I can see them. They're turning into Ridgeway Road. Over.
Thank you, Crane. Oh, ye of little faith, Mr. Wilson. Let's get Green to stand by. Hello, Mr. Green. Are you there? Can you hear me? Come in, please, Mr. Green.
Hello, Midas Control. Bank reception here. We've got the convoy on closed circuit. It's approaching the rear gate now.
Thank you, bank reception.
Prepare to receive the first truck. Inner doors secure.
Inner doors secure.
Stand by to open outer gates.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Green. Can you hear me? Oh, damnation.
Crane here. The armored truck's reached the rear gate. Stand by to cut power.
Don't abort till the last minute. He might be able to hear us, even though we can't hear him.
It is the last minute. They're opening the gate. Hey, Mr. Green, if you can hear me, get ready. The truck is now in the yard. The police drivers are leaving. They're outside the yard. The gates are starting to close. Mr. Green, if you can hear me, cut the power now.
Thank you, bank reception. First truck safely inside the yard, sir.
Good.
Is the next one ready yet, Mr. Granger?
Oh, hell, what happened to the lights? Sergeant, find out what's happening. Green, you darling man, you've done it! You've done it! It's as black as Newgate's knocker down there. Okay, Brown, lower the way. Listen to all those damned alarms!
Hold on, we're in the same boat here. Superintendent, bank reception report a power failure. All lights are out and the closed circuit's out of action.
Give me that, Mike. And someone get some candles or something. Hello, bank. Superintendent Fryer, is anyone with the truck?
No.
Then get someone out there. You're leaving nearly 5 million quid unattended.
We can't work the lift and we can't use the stairs. The automatic gates are all locked on failsafe.
You mean you're trapped down there?
Until the power's restored, yes.
Sergeant Judy, Sergeant speaking. Station on the phone, sir. Massive power failure covering half of London. Alarm systems are going off left, right and centre.
Yeah, we must have run over a black cat or something. That's all we need.
Escort One calling Midas Control.
Come in, Escort One.
Something's happened, sir. All the floodlights are out and the alarms are going off like mad. But we can't get in.
Half London's affected. It's a general power failure. Don't let anyone in or out. I don't care who they are and tell the drivers to keep their guns handy. Until things are back to normal, we're on red alert. Out.
Thank goodness the power failed when the truck was inside. At least we know it's locked in and safe.
Down! Down! A little more! Hold it! The Eagle has landed! It's cacophony down here! Can you hear me?
Just about! Let's get those chains faster! Let's get you hauled up!
What do you mean there's no candles?
How on earth was I to know we were going to need them?
Electricity emergency service on the phone, sir. No idea where the fault is yet, but they're working on it.
All right. We can't do anything here. Get the car out, Sergeant. We'll go down to the new bank.
You won't be able to get to the truck.
I still want to be there. I've got one of my nasty feelings.
Did you hear that? We've nearly done it.
I've got the rear doors open. The truck will be coming over the wall any second.
Someone's coming.
It's all right. It's only me.
But what happened? I couldn't make you hear me.
We've done it, Mr. Green.
Yes, there it is, up there, look!
Oh, Brown, Brown! Brown! What a beautiful sight!
I wonder if they've missed it yet.
Well, what's the position?
No change, sir. The truck's still inside. No one's been near, nor by.
Yeah, well, all I can see are closed gates. Are you sure the truck's in there?
I drove it in there myself, sir.
This is ridiculous. We've got to get inside somehow. Send someone to pick up a couple of extra long ladders.
Where do I get them from, sir?
Don't ask me. Use your initiative.
Sir.
I want someone in that yard with the truck. Come on, let's go, Sergeant.
Where to, sir?
Just cruise around and keep your eyes open.
How's that, Mr. Parker?
Helping.
Hold it, Mr. Brown. Perfect.
How are we going to get it inside the van?
You'll swing it in. Now stand well back.
Ready, Mr. Brown?
Ready.
Ready, Mr. Parker?
Ready.
Okay, Mr. Brown.
Now!
You've done it, Mr. Brown! Bullseye, first down.
Hook released.
Right. Haul up the hook, Mr. Brown, then get down here as quickly as you can.
Come on, Brown. We haven't got all night.
Where are the others?
In the back of the van.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Blimey, I don't believe it. We pull it off. We got away with nearly 5 million lovely quid.
Come on.
What's up?
I don't know. Oh, no, the petrol. The tank's almost dry.
What?
We're on our way to fill it up and the fuzz turned us back.
You bet. We were supposed to check the petrol before you nicked it.
Well, I didn't.
Well, he won't go without petrol, no matter how many times you press a bloody starter. Hey! You lot in there, we're out of petrol!
Oh, no! There's an all-night petrol station round the corner.
Yes, but how do we get the van
there? Well, how do you think we pussy? And that includes you, Wilson. Get out!
We'll never push this way.
Yes, we will. It's not fun. It's downhill all the way. Come on.
Oh, no, it's no use. I can't push any further.
You don't have to. We're here. That pump should reach.
You said it'd be open. It's all in darkness.
It's a power cut, you fool.
Mr. Merrick, your secretary come through on the walkie-talkie. She's been listening in to the police broadcast. The cops looked over the wall and saw the van wasn't there. They're looking for our removal van now.
And they've got to find us first. What we've filled up will be inside my friend's lockup in minutes.
Look, this might be a silly question.
Well, get on with it.
Well, seeing as we've cut off all the electricity, how are the pumps going to work?
No, I can't believe it.
Are we mad?
Hey, there they're coming.
Right, police.
Every man for himself, gentlemen.
Get out of here.
Oh, man,
the money.
Forget it. Just run.
Police are still looking for the men who nearly pulled off the crime of the century in Saturday night's daring security truck robbery.
Brown.
Hello, mate. Parker here. Have you told the cashier £24 check yet?
No, not yet.
Well, don't bother, idiots. All ours have.
Well, he's not getting away with that.
That's what I thought you'd say. We're going to pay a surprise call on him in his office this afternoon. You want to come?
What time?
Meet us in the public toilets outside Medic House at 3.
Oh, there you are. Others here yet?
No. I've seen Mr. Merrick. He was getting out of his white Rolls Royce.
Was he? Did you speak to him?
No.
Why not?
Because he wasn't our Mr. Merrick.
Eh?
No, Mr. Merrick's a fake, a phony. No wonder his checks bounced. Tell, there's no tell.
Hey, mate, you got a tell?
Sorry, sir. Sorry about that.
Blimey. It's Mr. Merrick. What are you doing down here?
I work here.
What, in the gents? And eating?
In the ladies.
What?
At weekends we do office cleaning at Medic House. We have the run of the place.
Why may catch you a big shot?
Such a crazy scheme, wasn't it? Would you have agreed to come in with me if you'd known I was a laboratory attendant?
No way.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah, you came so close to pulling it off.
My coat, please, Fred.
Yes, sir. Allow me, sir. Got that new safe in you were talking about, sir?
Oh, yes, but it's useless, in my opinion.
Huh?
Thousands of pounds worth of securities in there, and you can open it with a hairpin. Thank you, Fred.
Oh, thank you, sir. You were surprised how freely people talked down here.
Listen, Fred, or whatever your name is, lavatory attendant or not, if you get any more crazy schemes, I'll be proud to come in with
you. Yeah, me too.
Funny you should say that. I had one of my regulars in last week, very talkative, worked for the Bank of England. Now, I know it's supposed to be impregnable, but I have a plan. If we could get hold of a sewage worker and a potholer, I think I see a way.
Fred!
Oh, coming, sir. Coming!